Welcome, planet Earth. This is the In Memory of John Peel show. I'm Zaffman, here in association with KFFP Freeform Portland Radio. And we have a true blockbuster of a show with new releases from the likes of the Cold Spells, Isley, and others, Beige Palace, Omen. I know I'm not going to be able to get to them all. But we have good news, an extra show in the week. But for now, we're going to start with a cover song. We started with a cover song last week, well, a reverse cover. This week we're starting with a true cover of a song you might recognise. This is Automatic with Mind Your Own Business. Tempted to play you the Delta 5 original, which of 45 is one of the proud exhibits here in the Soup Caves. But it's good, that version by Automatic, Mind Your Own Business, and that's one of my favorite earworms. There are a lot of really bad ones, aren't there? But that one's a good one. It will stay in your mind, and it's a good message, I think, to stick out of the business of young people. Maria Uzbek is up here now. with a track called The Machine off a new album on a label I've never heard of called Cascine. It's Evangenciando. Dime dónde yo puedo hacer clic. ¿Qué es lo que tengo que tocar para poder abrir? Dime dónde yo hago clic. ¿Qué es lo que tengo que tocar para poder abrir? well, a song that lives up to its name, Violence and Domesticity. Domesticity. Why is that hard to say? Anyway, that's Determinist on Silver Media label. Another cracker from them. Thanks very much, Brian. And thanks very much to all of you who've written in. Let me just quickly, I don't have time to do this because every week lots of people write in to say how much they enjoyed the show or thanks for this and that, whatever. And Kate said she's discovered a gold mine of new bands through your show. And thanks very much for that. Thank you, Kate, for your great music too. The International Debt. If you didn't hear that, go back to the last show. Fantastic stuff. Right. This is Black Country New Road. The track is called Sunglasses.
Welcome to the best new six-part Danish crime drama. She buys everything that glows gold in the kitchen larder. Mother is juicing watermelons on the breakfast island, and with frail hands she grips the Nutribullet, and the bite of its blades reminds me of a future that I am in no way part of. And in a wall of photographs in the downstairs second living room's TV area, I become her father and complain of mediocre theatre in the daytime and ice in single malt whiskey at night, of rising stern hems, lowering IQs, and things just aren't built like they used to be. The absolute pinnacle of British engineering. And I am so ignorant now with all that I have learnt. I am invincible in these sunglasses. I am the Fonz, I am the Jack of Hearts. I am looking at you, and you cannot tell I am more than the sum of my parts. I am looking at you with my best eyes, and I wish you could tell. I wish all my kids would stop dressing up like Richard Hell. I am locked away in a high-tech, wraparound, translucent, blue-tinted fortress, and you cannot touch me. I am invincible in these sunglasses. I'm modern Scott Walker. I'm a surprisingly smooth talker, and I'm invincible in these sunglasses. We'll be right back.
and they are all terrible. ED6 is a waste of space, constantly complaining. Never content. Sometimes hits herself in the face. John 9 is a robust boy, likes badminton and gets sometimes overexcited about badminton. Silly twat. Real mummy's boy still pisses the bed when he should be wet dreaming. Lord Midilla, 16.
I have attempted to deal with the situation with a deeply human resilience, the capacity to thrive under dire circumstances. I'm attempting to be my own personal hero, though everyone wilts around me like wet socks, little pussies. I am attempting to keep Karma Carrion away from my rotting corpse and shed the light like a Lucifer unto the darkened faces of my shivering siblings. Then, naturally, I shall be all right.
Briefly going back a couple of years to what can we call it, a masterpiece now? It's Ergo Fismis, and the album is Nibiru, with an exclamation mark. You can see all the listings, all the tracks, in memory of johnpeel.com. You can also get at World Cup of Music on Twitter. You'll see each of the songs listed with a link to buy the music, and also on Facebook at In Memory of John Peel. Somebody wrote in last week to say how it was a world exclusive one track I was played. And in fact, it's a world exclusive most weeks because of all the contacts we built up through labels and direct contacts with that, with bands and influencers, if you like. We don't just take what the PR people send us. And here's another world exclusive. It's by the fabulous band, The Cold Spells. They have a new album out called Interstitial, which means, so you don't have to look it up, it means the things in very small spaces. This is Landscapes.
It makes me feel tall.
I generally don't play re-releases of old music on this show, but when I heard that, I was just completely astounded by the beauty of it, the straightforward, amazing, pureness of it. It's Nahawa Doumbia, it's on an album been released by Awesome Tapes of Africa called La Grande Cantatrice Maliena Volume 1, and I recommend it very highly, just beautiful stuff. And before that was a mystery track, but it was set in 5 years ago, actually, we didn't know what it was, because if you people send in digital stuff sometimes without hardly any information on it, all we knew this track was called Omen. Anyway, it turns out it's by Guilhem Desk, and he's a master hurdy-gurdy player. I didn't know there was such a thing. So, Omen, that track, and Omen, this band, that's how we found it. Omen, from the fabulous new label, or maybe they're new to me, Outer Reaches. The album is called Prol. This is Hardwired.
I stand the sea.
the great Izzy from Australia there. Another new album. This one's called Inside. And she describes it as being, or her mate does anyway, as being depressing. And that track is called Thanatomorphose, something to do with Freudian death instinct, I expect. It doesn't sound, it's uplifting to me anyway. And just in case you are not uplifted, this will definitely get you going. It's called Candy Pink Sparkle by Beige Palace on the wonderful Buzzhole Records label. Thank you. Montag, yeah, by Alexander Tucker from Guild of the Asbestos Weaver, and that goes out to Ken, and I was surprised I like that, but I really do. There's still time on the show for this one last track from Big Stick, Calamari Cocoa Butter. That's it for now. I love that. Big Stick. And bye from the memory of John Pilshaver, me, Zephman. I've got to go. Bye.